Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Sam,
Brandon,
Alicia.
We made it.
That's cute.
This will be our last episode of the podcast. We've just been waiting to get Alicia on the podcast.
That is true.
We're just going to end it. There's nothing left to do, right,
She's
Maddie?
Ultimate comfort level 10. So, yeah, that
comfort
was...
Comfort level 10.
Oh, she bought that back. Oh, no. That really does mean it's...
This is the ultimate
done.
Comfort level. Yeah.
Oh, no.
We've reached the epitome of comfort with Alicia
Nirvana?
Here.
Oh, wow.
We've reached it.
Comfort level Nirvana. We dying after this.
And this was the last thing like keeping me talking to both of you. So
I'm not surprised about it.
I will be out and you'll never hear from me again. Who here was Bush your favorite president?
Okay. Wait,
I mean,
no,
first of all, you're talking to a younger generation.
Oh, yeah, y'all don't even know about Bush.
Yeah. It was Kennedy.
Kennedy is so
oh my
wild.
Goodness.
That's one of the worst answers.
But he was so cute.
He was.
Shout out Abe Lincoln.
But yes. Have you seen Bush?
Yeah, we saw him. That's why we didn't say anything.
Bush was like...
The look you'll never forget, huh?
Yeah.
Bush was like, put a bush in front of him, you know?
Okay, we'll do top five hottest presidents. Number one.
Lincoln.
Lincoln was ugly. There's no way you could think
of him. No, he was fine.
That's the portrayal of him. There's like images of him. You're like, he couldn't have done anything else except this.
I thought he was pretty cute.
Okay, so Lincoln, I don't think
George Washington?
You know what? I think about him.
No way.
I think about him in a really inappropriate way of like, there was a joke from this TikToker where she was talking about this zombie that didn't have any teeth and how she's like, hey, you got a different job
actually,
out here
yeah,
now.
That does raise him.
Because if he has wooden teeth, that means he has no teeth. So just take him out.
Unless they're like rooted in there and then you
get
splinters.
Get him a boyfriend.
Splinters are bad.
Oh, that would be... Why would you put that in my head? Like, you ever like hear about pain and you're like, oh, wow, that would really suck.
George Bush. Okay.
George, what? How? Where?
Lyndon B. Johnson. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Woodrow Wilson. Baddie. Okay. Actually, I'm moving Woodrow Wilson up to number one.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then.
Well, then you might as well put Jimmy Carter somewhere in there.
Jimmy Carter was.
Where's Roosevelt
he was an actor.
In the mix?
Obama's number five.
Just for a little diversity.
Yeah, just to throw a little bit. It's the only diversity I could find.
I was going to clean my room.
Until I got high.
And then I got high. And
has
now I
ever got like sick, like vomited, like this next story when they got high?
See, that's why I didn't want her to do it. That's why I didn't want her to do it.
I was trying so hard to
like
be discreet about it.
No, we had to have a best friend. She did it.
You know, you want to pull out the phone so then like you can like see it. But then once you pull it out, everybody's just like, oh, he's about to transition. And then you got some people that are like, oh, let me steal this transition. And you got some
like
people
Sam.
That are
like,
what did I'm not a thief.
Yeah, no, you did.
When?
In the Jill episode that came out.
Oh, that's because...
You definitely stole a transition from me. I was literally like about to say it.
Y'all both thieves.
I thought it was a cheat.
You stole one.
You're the cheat.
She stole one from me last time.
Well, yeah. Well, then maybe change my name from cheat because cheat's disrespectful.
I mean,
well,
you are
a cheat,
though.
So. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, brother.
Oh, no.
Like our next story.
Dang it. We have to skip
the story. We can't do the first story now. We have to
I guess
on.
Somebody's got
to
bring it back in the roulette. We're going to the
back,
next
bang
story.
Bang it back.
You're smart.
He tries to be.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh.
I know you're not talking.
Right, should we explain Alicia and Brandon's relationship?
No one knows. No one knows.
Because the little like jabs are gonna make more sense. Yeah. People are like, why are these two going after each other?
This is like,
he wants to be my big brother, but he's shorter than me.
Oh!
You literally call me little big bro. That's what you say. You're like, what's up, little big bro? And I'm like,
because I'm older than you.
Yeah. So you say that you're only proving my point. So I've been knowing her since we were like
kindergarten.
And then
he was chubby.
Dang.
I didn't have to say that.
He was. Your forehead was a lot bigger than usual.
You're gonna bring old.
Really? Okay.
We're doing that. And yeah. So then I think I left a district in like fourth grade, and then we came back in like middle school. Yeah, it was middle school.
Yeah, we were connected in middle school.
Oh my gosh! She's like, oh my gosh! And I was like, that's crazy. You look the exact same.
And you did
same height.
Yes, I messed up my growth plate. Okay.
Am I the asshole for not wanting anything to do with my brother, even after he tried to delete himself?
Oh.
Yes.
Delete himself.
Take himself away from this world.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, from the title.
Yeah, that's kind of.
Some people are trying to be heavy. Some people try to guilt you, though.
That, too.
And it seems like in those kind of circumstances, it could be. That's like a horrible thing to think about. People are like, are you just doing this to get attention? But sometimes people are doing it to get attention.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to fall in on this.
He said, I don't want to give my opinion yet. Am I the asshole for not wanting anything to do with my brother, even after he tried to delete himself? I, 27 male, haven't spoken or seen my brother, Kevin, in 5 years. I barely speak to our family or anyone in the family. When I was 22 and Kevin was 25, I found out that my girlfriend of 3 years was having an affair with Kevin. I broke up with her and moved back into my parents' place, showing my parents the proof of the affair. After a month of ignoring Kevin's attempts to reach out and being cold when he would come around to apologize, my parents told me that it was time to forgive him. They even went as far as to stage an intervention with my ex, Kevin, and extended family to give me reasons why I should forgive them, especially Kevin. All this did was hurt me more. I told him what they did was unforgivable, especially when it came to Kevin because he was my brother. I looked up to him. I would have done anything for him. We were really close, and he betrayed me in the worst way. A couple of months after that, I got the chance to get far away from them and took it. I went no contact with Kevin and my parents. For the last couple of months, I've been in contact with a cousin because my grandmother has been having health issues, and it got worse, so I went back to visit her in the hospital. On the way out, I unfortunately ran into Kevin. He wanted to talk, but I pretended I didn't know him, and he started to cry, saying he was sorry and he wanted to have a relationship, and I told him, you must have mistaken me for someone else, and left. Damn. My cousin then called me later, saying Kevin had a really bad mental breakdown about what happened. Apparently, ever since I cut contact with him, his mental health has declined a lot. Then my parents called me and begged me to see Kevin, that being there for him would give him peace of mind. They pressured my cousin into giving them my number. I told them I wasn't going to do that. Mom started crying and saying she wanted her family back together, that she wanted her sons being close again. I told her that Kevin, her, and Dad ruined that, that I didn't care about them anymore. My dad then asked if we all sat down, talked, and apologized for all the hurt we caused each other, that things could be the way that they were before. I said I didn't want to talk and I have nothing to apologize for. The next day, my dad called, and I could tell he was crying. He said that Kevin tried swallowing a bunch of pills. Apparently, they told Kevin what I said, and it pushed him over the edge. My parents found him in time, and now he's in the hospital. They think I can make his mental health better if I just have a relationship with him again, but I don't want one. I don't feel it's fair to put his mental health on me. I don't even know how I would even help him. When every time I think of him, all I feel is rage, hurt, and betrayal. He's my brother, but I just don't want anything to do with him. So am I the asshole for not wanting anything to do with my brother?
I don't think so.
Wait, are they twins?
No, the brother's 3 years older than him.
Okay. Then no.
But just because we're related doesn't mean we have to be best friends and talk all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you cheated. Well, my girlfriend cheated on me with you. So why do I want that relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really tough. Yeah, the only thing I was like, the twin thing would be the only way if it's okay, because it's like sleeping with the same person. So is that really cheating? But since they're not twins, that's messed up. With
I thought
brother.
It was you.
Yeah, like you could pull Dang. That. Yeah.
I heard her shouting Kevin in the bedroom.
Yeah.
I think she thought that was like your nickname or
right,
something.
Right. It happens to everyone who dates twins.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's the asshole, because I think just because Kevin feels bad for what he did and he wants that relationship back with his brother so that he feels better about what he
right.
did, I don't think his brother deserves having that relationship, like you said, if he doesn't want it at all. And I think it's pretty bad that the parents aren't accepting. Like, you can tell, I feel like they have a favorite. It's Kevin.
Yeah.
Because they're like,
yeah,
oh, Kevin's not doing well. You need to help your brother. It's like, how are you doing?
Yeah. Being on his side is crazy after what Kevin did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing, also, I guess that I could be like, a devil's advocate is if, like, if you think about, I think about him dying in a sense, like, if you, because that's one thing you see it at funerals or you hear about it all the time, like, the person that cries the loudest is the person that has the most regret at the end of it all. So it's like, I mean, don't say you have to rekindle it completely, but it's like, you know, if you still think about your brother and you're like, oh, if he were to die, I don't know how I would react.
Yeah.
Then maybe you should, but I don't see if there's any reason. If you're to the point where like it hurt you like that much to do it, yeah, just it's better just to not say anything at all,
well,
or not even reopen that wound.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, because if it was any of my siblings and I had there's that one sibling where you're like, you know, you and I kind of have beef amongst everyone else.
Right.
But if that person were to have tried to hurt themselves, I would want to be there. But also, they've never done anything to me as bad as cheating on through your relationship. But also, I don't think it's healthy for his brother in a way. I don't know if it's threatening, but kind of being like, you're the only person that can save me. I don't know if this is what the parents are saying or what right. Kevin's saying, but you're the only person that can save me from my mental health that I'm going
right.
through. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do this, I'm going to hurt myself. Like, that just sounds really manipulative.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And that's not fair that it's just the brother that can fix this. That
right.
just seems like you want to twist his arm to be like, come back into my life and I'll feel better. You know? So.
In the back of my head, it kind of sounded fake a little bit when they were like, oh yeah, the brother tried to do it. I'm like, is this something the dad's just saying in order to get them back in his life? Because I'm like, I don't know what the parents would do. They're trying to do so much work to build this relationship that's not going to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just like maybe making up something just to get them on the table? I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, there is an update. Are you guys ready for it?
Yeah.
All right.
Olé,
oh, wait. Top comment. So did anybody ask about your mental health? Another comment, this, the essential restorative element that abusive people and their enablers always prone to negate. How does anyone begin to trust again after a violation when no one cares enough about the victim's health? Ooh. Emotional, physical, psychological, financial, spiritual. Hopefully OP soon purges himself of all the toxicity his family supported and finds himself a reliable and healthy brotherhood and support system. He deserves to know in his heart and mind that the betrayal of his brother and that ex has nothing to do with him. They would have shown up with their bad character and foul intentions, destroying someone else's dreams or life eventually. I wouldn't carry the hurt forever and would sure forgive. However, forgiveness does not mean that I have to continuously subject myself to danger and abuse. I can love from afar and wish them well without being in their life and still not break bread with them when invited. Your question is the question. So, update. First of all, I want to say thank you for everyone's advice and how they experienced similar things and how they dealt with it. I know I didn't reply much, but I read everything, so thank you very much. First things first, a bunch of people were saying that I should thank Kevin for saving me from my ex-girlfriend, which is really horrible because he's my brother, not some random dude. No, I don't want Kevin to die. I just don't want a relationship with him. I was going to propose to my ex. My brother knew this.
Dang.
He knew how much I cared about her. Oh. So yeah, I'm not thankful towards him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I still talk to a good bit of my extended family, especially my grandparents. I'm also in therapy too. On to the update. Kevin actually didn't try to commit suicide, but he had a really bad mental health breakdown, which led to my parents taking him to the hospital. My parents decided to tell me that he tried to commit suicide to get me to see him because they believed that I could help him. Kevin is okay now, but he will be closely watched because he is suicidal. I don't know if he's getting the help he actually needs or if my parents are just keeping him home. How I found this out was from my Uncle Ray. He called me because my mom ran crying to him after the plan didn't work and told him everything, so he called me after he found out. I told them that would never happen, especially because of what they did, that Kevin didn't need me. He needs professional help. My dad then screamed at me saying that it's my job as his brother to help him, that I'm supposed to be there for him no matter what, that Kevin loves me, but he made a mistake that he shouldn't be punished for. My mom then started agreeing with dad, saying it was a time for me to come home and be a happy family again. I told them that I was done and never to contact me again. They started calling me days on end, but then suddenly stopped. My grandmother is out of the hospital and back home. She's the reason the call stopped. I didn't tell her anything that was going on because I didn't want to stress her out, but she found out through Ray. According to Ray, when he told her what had been happening, she demanded him to take her to my parents' house, and then she ripped them a new one that so bad that they started crying.
Gotta love your grandmas.
Especially dad, since it's his parents. She told them that they would no longer be a part of this family, even though they were barely a part of it anyways. She also went to see Kevin and told him that he needs professional help, and if he wants it, she'll help him get it. She also told him that she would not kick him out of her life completely, but he had to fix a lot of things about himself to really get back into the family. Grandmother is also a little mad at me for not telling her what was happening. I was just trying to justify it, but she hit me on the back of my head and told me that it didn't matter, which made my grandpa laugh. They told me that they would make sure my parents wouldn't get through to me and to make sure that Kevin is getting the help that he needs to get better. I told them that I appreciate that, but to not get so stressed, especially with grandma coming out of the hospital. But again, a solid hit to the head shut that down. They told me, as grandparents, they're supposed to help their grandkids, especially the ones that really need it. Grandma went to explain that she knows the hurt Kevin has caused, but he needs help desperately, and I agreed with her. Grandma then explained that they would help him and make sure my parents are doing right by him. They will also make sure that nobody in the family contacts me that I wouldn't want to be contacted by. My grandmother told me if I hide anything from her again, that I wouldn't want to be caught by her. So no more secrets from grandma. So that's it for now. Kevin should be getting the help he needs, and my parents are getting their asses kicked by grandma. I'm fine with how the situation ended. I've been staying in contact with my grandparents more, and I've been talking to more family. That was actually kind of wholesome with the grandma.
Grandma's the MVP of the year.
Yeah.
I love grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah.
She's a... That's an award-winning grandma right there.
So they did fake it.
I knew it.
It was too fishy.
I think there's just something in general kind of weird about... Maybe it's just because I haven't experienced that. So maybe there's viewers out here that have experienced parents like that. But I don't understand why they want this like perfect image of a family. Like, it was... Have you guys ever experienced parents that are just like that heavy-handed, even if it's not your parents but somebody else's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We go to a church where there's families like that everywhere.
I mean, well, I guess I've never seen the insides where they're like, no matter what your sibling did to you, you better forgive them and love them in private as well as in public.
That's why families cause so much problems, because there's like this... obligation that you have to
be perfect.
Yeah, you have to be perfect. You have to be in a relationship with them. You have to talk to them. You have to do all these things. You're like, no, they're just people that we also have to maintain these relationships. Mm-hmm. You still have to have trust and stuff between us. I'm not owing you any. Like, I don't owe you anything because you're my brother or my mom or my sister.
Correct.
And it's like, what model are you trying to follow at the end of the day, too? Like, okay, your family's together. Like, something very traumatic happened in between that. So, like, what are you looking at that's like, oh, we need to look like that? Like, so you guys have to work it out and figure it out. It's like, bro, like, nah.
So we can get with your next girl. We need to get close again, because the only women I want is your women.
Like, the whole family we have the same taste.
Yeah, we got the same taste. I can't get them, but I can get them after you got them. Right. Yeah.
We definitely got them.
Yeah, this is a whole tradition. Like, you only found the brother.
Right, right.
The whole family's been doing stuff.
Well, what's the mom and dad been doing?
That's why they were crying. They're we got caught.
Oh, man. Because I haven't done this. Oh. But, but I'm like, I have two sisters who both like women. So I like do a thing where I'm like flirting with them. I'm like, but flirting is like a thing where like I wouldn't go far like, hey, we should actually do something because that's crazy. That's my sister. I wouldn't do that to her. But I'm like, I like to see my, yeah, I like to see my sister's reaction when I'm like, hey, hey. My sister gets so mad and it's funny to me. But I can never pull the trigger to be like, actually, yeah.
Do you want
to
get out of here?
Yeah, let's try to actually do something.
My room's actually on the right. Betray my sister. Yeah. My sister's is on the left. I'll see which one you pick tonight.
Like her next story.
I'm trying.
She said, Ree.
But you guys are
cousins.
That was cute.
Okay, am I the asshole for making my husband sleep in the guest room after he refused to clean up his own vomit?
No. That's gross.
For how long?
Ew. I'm flabbergasted. You need to clean your own stuff? What do you say?
I have to say that is pretty gross.
Vomit in my socks. Vomit in my shots.
That's insane. That's good content.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's good content. Cousins. What'd you say, Brandon?
It doesn't even matter anymore.
He said, vomit in my socks. Vomit in my socks. So where does that combination come from, you know?
That was just, it just hit my head and I had to say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Dang, that's good.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's really good, right, guys?
That's pretty good.
I've said some good things, but that's the best thing I've ever done on this show.
Vomit in my socks. Yeah. Vomit in my socks.
That's got to be a soundbite.
Yes.
Vomit in my socks. Vomit in my socks. Okay, am I the asshole for making my husband sleep in the guest room after he refused to clean up his own vomit? Last night, my husband had some work friends over for a barbecue and drinks. I worked today, and I did all the prep work slash cooking and cleaning so him and his friends could enjoy their time together. He ended up getting pretty drunk and threw up in our bathroom sink, left it, and refused to clean it when I asked him to. His refusal included, "I don't know what to do to clean it." And I clogged the drain on the sink, and now I can't get it open. It's one of those drains that you push to close and push to open. Also, I don't have time to clean it up because I have work early tomorrow. Little background on our situation. He works full-time, pays 60% of the bills, and I work part-time, 40% of the bills. Therefore, I deal with all the domestic house duties. Don't get me wrong, I do love my role in the house, and I am truly happy to do it. However, this just feels like straight up disrespect. I was super upset after him feeding me excuses of why he can't clean up his own vomit. He smelled horribly of liquor and was starting to raise his voice at me when he was explaining that he couldn't clean it because he had to go to work to pay for all the things that we want. To be clear, we have our own individual bank accounts and he doesn't pay for any of my personal bills or recreational purchases. After his excuses of why he couldn't clean up, I didn't engage or continue with the argument because when you're sober, there's no reasoning with a drunk person. So I asked him to go to sleep in the spare bedroom. Now I just feel guilty. So tell it to me straight. Am I the asshole in this situation?
No.
Turn on the water. You puked in the sink.
It's pretty simple there. I don't know how to clean that up.
Always,
you're looking for these weaponized and confidence stories. You love these things.
I'm looking for what's popular for that week, yeah. And that one was pretty heckin' popular.
It's probably chunky. That's why I can get it.
But a lot of people can't pick up other people's puke because of the smell.
Yeah, I mean.
But he also puked in the sink, so it should have been
How do you not know how the drain works?
And yeah, I don't know their ages, but he's probably got to be like in his late 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s.
That's so much. That's
he's old enough.
Age. Yeah, he's old enough to know. Enough. Yeah.
70 and partying it to the point where you throw up is crazy.
Shoot. Old people get down.
Yeah, if you didn't want to do that, then just say that, Brandon. But all of us,
they get down.
I'm not getting down like that.
Guess what we're going to do? Vomit in our socks. Vomit in our socks.
Do you know the STD rate?
What?
High.
It climbs in the 20s. It lowers in the 30s, 40s, and it raises again in the 50s, 60s because they're getting it in.
They're getting nasty in those nursing homes.
They're crazy in the nursing homes.
They are.
So really swingers.
I heard of that.
So if that's not you, you're going to be the lame guy playing chess.
Bingo.
No.
Ah! Don't knock bingo like that. Bingo go crazy. I love a game of bingo.
I hate bingo. What? I like musical bingo, but I'm not playing.
What is musical?
B5. No, I'm not doing that.
So back to the story, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned earlier weaponized incompetence, and I really think that's exactly
this
what this
is. To a T.
Mm-hmm.
Is people that are used to you taking care of them, and so they absolutely will act stupid because you're like, you're going to clean it up anyway. It's fine. And also, she said she was okay with it, but she's also, they're not fairly splitting up the household work as well.
Right.
She's doing everything and she works a part-time job. And so if you add it up, she's working more than he is. And he's like, I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Ugh. That's what I'm like. It's not equal. If she's doing 40%. And then the household, I'm like, that's definitely not even close to equal. I could see if she was like 10, 20%, but I'm like, 40%? Get out of there.
And I got to take care of that?
Yes.
And you want me to clean up this vomit? That's where I stop.
That's where I draw the line, buddy. Yeah.
I feel like that only is going to happen in marriage because I think about just dating someone. Like, I've clogged an ex's toilet before and I'm like embarrassed. I'm like, you don't, they're like, it's fine. So I'm like, no, you leave.
You don't want him in the plunger.
Go outside. Just give me, tell me, don't even give me the plunger. Tell me where it is. You go outside and then I'll handle all this situation.
There's like people in hazmat suits that are coming into the house.
Like, come like, in, what come is in. Going on? I'm like, everyone.
We got him,
not
boys.
You.
There's a helicopter.
This is literally Monsters, Inc.
I know, I was just about to say that reminded me of Monsters, Inc.
We got a 2319.
Come on, you can only be this comfortable with someone you've been married to, like, even have the audacity to, like, clean up my puke. I couldn't do that.
I can't clean anybody. Up. Well, I could clean up other people's puke.
I couldn't. If it came down to it, I would, but, like...
But you're also a grown man, and you puke.
Yeah.
In the sink.
I'm too squeamish to do that. Like,
if I puked, would you clean up my puke?
Yeah, just give me like a give me a mask with a Febreze thing in it and I'll do it.
But like if you were like blacked out drunk and you puked and you
like
really
I literally
just
couldn't
can't
clean
help
it
yourself,
yeah.
Then
I got you.
But like his only excuse was I have work in the morning.
Yeah, that's
which was a BS excuse.
It'll still be here when you get back from work. I'll tell you
right now. It might be a little harder to clean, but that's on you. Yeah. You
like, you're not even that drunk to not understand.
Man, that would have been great if they didn't live together, though.
Oh, yeah.
And you could go like, home. Or she could go home.
I'm going to go home.
Bye.
You handle that.
Well, you mentioned something in the last episode that we recorded about weaponized incompetence, and you're like, there has to be red flags before they even get married for you to... Because you said something along the lines of, like, people aren't going to change when they show you who they are.
Right.
So you kind of have to catch that before you get married to them because it's only going to get worse.
Right.
Because his behavior was just astoundingly disrespectful.
No, that's egregious.
Because she mentioned how she's okay with doing that housework. And if that's what she's okay with doing, that's on her. I think she's doing way more than he's doing. But even her just being like, hey, I need you to clean up your puke because you puked. And then him playing dumb and her be like, no, seriously, go clean it up. And he raises his voice at her. Like,
right.
It's just, it's just gross behavior.
I hate it.
It just astounds me seeing all these like Reddit stories too, where it's just like the guy is like actively not cleaning something that should be the bare, not even the bare minimum to clean. But like, bro, like you made the, what?
We were taught that when we were kids to clean up after yourself.
Yeah, what makes it so hard that you couldn't just clean
do
what
it.
You did. It was your fault. Just clean it.
So Am I the asshole for not giving up my seat and embarrassing the woman who demanded my seat?
Ariana, well, we don't know. Probably not.
Yeah.
And demand my seat.
Because I'm a feminist, so I think all women should be able to get their own seats when they have the opportunity to. We're all equal.
You're like, and if my rump is in a seat?
It's the same as your rump. I'm doing this for women.
Sitting?
Yeah, I'm sitting for you.
I'll take a seat. Standing up. You're standing up for their rights by sitting down.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Reverse psychology.
Exactly. I'm Rosa.
Call me Rosa.
Yeah. Call me Rosa.
I pop her up. Yeah, yeah.
Cousins. Oh, it's like when that guy.
You didn't touch. You gotta do it again.
No, I did.
Cousins. That felt right.
Because I was like, he's scaring me now.
Your thumb like was like touching me. Oh, it wasn't your.
That's my bad.
Yeah,
that's my bad.
Yeah, because I was like extended. No. I'm like, I had to come like kind of 90 and you.
Well, I'm like this. My whole body shifts.
Dude, I come from like here to here.
I'm like this to.
So I guess it's 50.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
But I just felt like I was extending a little.
That's equal rights.
That's
right there.
Equal rights.
And that's.
That's.
Cousins. Sorry, as you can see, I.
Cousins.
All right.
Hit me with a juke move.
A few years ago, I-16 female lost my leg in an accident. I've been using a prosthetic leg since then, and my family is well off. It is a pretty advanced one to the point where it just looks like I have two normal legs whenever I wear long trousers, which I usually do because I'm really self-conscious about showing my prosthetic. These days, I can really do anything, like, without issue, you know, walking, running, going upstairs, etc. The main issue is keeping my balance when there are sudden changes in movement in places like trains and buses, which is where the topic of this post comes in. I was riding the train and sat down in the seat reserved for disabled, elderly, and pregnant women. It was pretty busy, so there were no other seats available. And a few stops later, a woman came up to tell me that I needed to move because she needs that seat, and I shouldn't even be sitting there. I told her that I was sorry, but I needed the seat myself. She got all argumentative that I just need to get up because the seat is meant for the elderly, and I'm just a lazy child who is more than capable of standing. I again apologized and said that I really needed the seat myself. She left and got the train conductor, who also told me to get up from my seat. I was really done with being treated like this way, so I rolled up my trouser leg, showed my prosthetic, and told her I wasn't going to move. She suddenly got very red-faced and mumbled something before she got off at the next station. Am I the asshole? I could have just said right away that I had a prosthetic, but it's a really touchy subject for me, and it makes me feel very self-conscious. That's why I always wear long trousers so nobody can see or has to know.
But was the lady elderly? Like, why was she so upset she was sitting there?
I mean, that's because the one that 16? I could maybe assume. Yeah, she was looks like a young, healthy girl.
But you wanted to sit here? You could have been young and healthy too.
I like moments like that where it's like I don't even know what to call it. It's not like a revenge or a
like
shocking
learning a
reveal.
Lesson.
Yeah. Learning a lesson. Like yeah. The whole shocking. Because I'm like listening to it secondhand. I'm like, oh, that's great. Yeah. 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 Go ahead. Get her. Get her. Lift that trouser up.
Bam,
yeah.
Look at my fake leg.
Oh, should we reenact this one?
I'll be the old woman.
We're doing a reenactment. So.
But if you guys do the leg, I need it to be brought up here. Whoever can reach up here because the cameras are about this up. And action.
Choo-choo, all aboard, train, get it on.
Let me sit down.
Hello, young lady.
Hello.
Here we go. Next stop. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. We're at the next station very quickly. Everybody, hello, old lady. Looking good, old lady. Looking very nice, old lady. And here we go. Doo-doo.
Hey. Hey, you.
Hi.
Young, able-bodied girl.
That's not me.
Why is your hand up there if you're sitting down?
I just like the comfort of, you know, just a little extra stability.
Okay. Well, yeah. Move.
Here's an announcement. Bitch. Anyone sitting in a seat, please take your hands off of the overhead thing. That's not what it's for. Thank you.
You need to move.
For what?
Because
you're the
age of my granddaughter, and you obviously can stand. You see me? You see my shoulders? I can't do this for long. You need to move.
I'm sorry. I understand, but I it's probably best that I don't.
I don't know if you can see my knees right now, but this is what's happening. You need to move.
Thank you.
I'm barely holding on.
Another announcement for the old lady breakdancing in the back. we're going to need for you to stop. Thank you.
I want to break it down. Body like, oh.
I really don't appreciate that visual, but thank you anyway. I think I'll remain here. Thank you very much.
This is the last time I'm going to ask you nicely. You need to get up and move, bitch.
Oh. Well, if that's the case, ask maybe not nicely next time, and I still won't move.
All right, you see you next Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Where's the conductor? Where's the conductor?
I'm right here, man. What do you want?
Conductor like
I can barely stand right now.
I see that. What do you want me to do about it, old lady? But you're looking good, though. I do want to say that. Oh, my God. Get off me, woman. Get off me.
She's got to control the train.
What
That's
do
really
you want?
Insane.
Me, no.
I need you to move this able-bodied girl.
I'm disgusted by you, but I will help you. Oh, my God. Okay, I'll help you.
I need you to move this able-bodied girl out of my seat.
Hey, little girl. Get your little able-bodied self out of the seat.
Able-bodied?
Yeah, you heard me.
Yeah, you need to move.
Able-bodied?
Yeah.
Y'all think I'm able-bodied?
Yeah.
You know, at first I was trying to be nice, but you know what? You know what? Check this.
Oh, my God.
So who's able-bodied? Who's moving? Huh? Not me. I tell you that much.
I'm embarrassed. I've got egg in my... Old lady, you can take the conductor, just drive the train for us. I'll stand up, okay? And your leg doesn't seem to match your body, really. I didn't want to say that.
It's a floater.
Is it cheaper to get a hand or a leg that doesn't match?
Yeah.
Is it more expensive? Because that was weird. Your leg looks so much different.
Sometimes it just floats. It does its own thing. Yeah, I call it Miles Morales.
You took it off and you throw it over here. That was very strange.
I said, I'm going to do my own thing. And you I said, I'm going to let it do that.
I love you.
And scene.
We need new jobs as actors. New jobs like
this next
story. Cousins. It's ingrained in me.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife that I hate her job?
Yeah, you're the asshole.
You don't like your wife's job?
Yeah.
If it's unsolicited, she's just like, hey, how's it going? You're like, I hate your job. Oh.
I don't know.
She's an accountant.
Oh.
Am I the asshole for telling my wife I hate her new job? My wife, 37 female, and I, 38 male, have been married for 12 years and have 3 kids, 10, 8, and 6. During the pandemic, my wife's job allowed her to switch to 100% work from home. They never required her to go back to the office because her productivity actually increased, so there was no need. It made things easier for us too. I drop the kids off at school/daycare in the morning, and she picks them up in the afternoon. She was able to keep up with a few things around the house during the day. We saved on gas and car maintenance, etc. A few months ago, she was contacted by a recruiter about a job. It would be a nice step up in her career path as well as a boost in pay, but there were drawbacks. The company had no work from home policy and would require her to work in the office. This was apparently non-negotiable. It would also be a 45-minute commute for her. We talked it over a lot, I expressed my concerns about how it would impact our daily lives. I told her that I don't necessarily think the bump in pay is worth the major changes to our daily lives, not to mention the stress that a long commute can have on people that could impact their mood and how they interact at home. She reassured me that everything would be fine and that we would just adjust as a family, and soon the new routine would become our new normal. I told her that I would never tell her not to take the job, but I just don't know if it's really worth the changes that it's going to bring. Ultimately, the decision was hers and she accepted the job. She's been there for about 10 weeks now. To say it's been an adjustment is an understatement. She wakes up and leaves before the kids even get up. She'll help get a few things ready for them before she goes, but the entire morning routine is on me. I also do both drop-off and pick-up for the kids too. Evenings has been a huge mess because I get home and I try to get the kids distracted while I start dinner. And when my wife gets home, she's usually stressed from the drive. Her commute has turned into over an hour due to construction and traffic. Ooh. And takes 15 minutes for herself to calm down before eating alone. Then after dinner, she's going to bed earlier because she has to wake up earlier. I told her that I feel her new job has put an unfair amount of household and childcare duties on me, and that she is being far less present in our lives than when she was home. She told us that we just need to give it more time to adjust and things will get easier. I told her that 10 weeks is a pretty good adjustment period, and I hate it so far. She told me that I'm being an unsupportive jerk and I need to give her more time. There's an edit to, I don't have the emotional bandwidth right now to deal with the huge amount of sexist BS that I'm getting here. These kind of responses are why men don't open up when they feel exactly like I do right now and just bottle this up. I'm happy to get ready to pick up my kids. They're getting happy meals tonight because F it. So yeah, am I the asshole?
I was gonna say it sounded like he just liked her being around the house doing all the chores. But then I get why she's never there. Mm-hmm. And the kids need their mom too.
Yeah, because the comments are probably saying like,
they're probably eating them up.
Women do this all the time and you can't handle it for 10 weeks. That's probably what the comments are saying.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I never like those arguments because I'm like, it's wrong on that side too. It doesn't make it better because now it's happening to someone that usually doesn't have to. It's just messed up both ways. So using that as an argument doesn't work. But I do, for me, the whole working from home thing, I work from home. I love working from home. It would take a lot more. Like, to get a pay bump, I'm like, there is a benefit from working home that is worth an amount of money.
Yeah, and
you have to pay me more than that for me to say, oh, yeah, I'll start going into work again. So maybe she didn't consider that. Maybe there's a lot more money. And she was like, oh, I'll just take that risk with it. But I'm like, I'm kind of the husband, so I'm like, I would never take it. That's like one of my criteria now. If I'm working on another job, it better be work from home because it sucks.
With the pay bump plus a step up, so maybe some type of promotion in your career field, like the career field that you're in, is that what you probably would follow for the rest of your life or at least right now?
For right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially for her, she's probably like, she got a significance, so she might be like managing people now. I don't care to do that because it does require more energy, it takes you away from your family, like those kinds of things. That's not an attractive thing for a lot of people. You're like, I just want to make a good amount of money and still spend time and have fun in my life and have fun with my friends and family. So I think he can say it, but it is to her decision because she's doing the work. She has to make this and she has to live this life. So you can still express it. I don't think you're being unsupportive. I think you're having a conversation with your partner.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, obviously, yeah, if you read it at first, I don't think that the thoughts of like, well, a woman could do this, like popped necessarily in my mind, only because I was like, it sounds like for the most part, they're kind of splitting it up pretty well, like when she was working from home. And they were just trying to do what was easier for everyone else. And I feel like they had a pretty good method. So I could see where he's coming from when he was like, I mean, it's going to cause a lot of problems. And now he is doing it all on his own. And I definitely agree with what you're saying of like, that's not right either. Like it should be more of a 50-50 if that's what they can do, or 60-40, 70-30 something.
Right.
But it does seem like she, like you said, she's not present at all.
Yeah.
And yeah, that would be hard to like kind of in a way go from being like, okay, I'm a parent, but I have help, to this is all on me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she wakes up, doesn't see the kids, and by the time she gets home, they're already probably going to bed because he said she eats by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes to bed.
And then you go to bed, and then you... So when are you seeing your kid? The weekend?
Right.
Like, they love dad, but they miss mom.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's also a thing of, like, family dynamics and, you know, setting those, like, kind of boundaries, too. Like, oh, hey, this is what you take care of. And so the fact that it was kind of, it does seem like it just kind of fell all on him. It's just like, what the heck? Like, that's not, that's not fair.
Yeah.
And there's, like, because usually, or not usually, I've heard in some instances, like, when stuff like that kind of does happen, like, there is, like, an extra person or, like, a grandparent or something, some third party to either, like, sit them both down to be like, yo, this is what's going on, but or either help out, like, especially, like, with kids. So that's kind of, like, what my parents did when I was growing up. It was, like, my grandma's used to take care of me during the day, so, like, they didn't necessarily have to worry about. So they could both go work and then come back together as a family at night and do that. But it's like, man, it seems like she kind of just took the job. Like, they had the conversation, but, like, decisions get made fast. And, like, when you get that decision made fast, and then it's just, like, a fast shift. And then, like, after a few weeks, it's like, okay, yeah, I had some time to sit with this. That's not sitting right with me. And then 10 weeks, it's like, yo, can we talk about this? You're like, no, you're just, it's on you. It's like, bro, like, you have to just take a second just to look back. Like, maybe she's just running. That's probably what it is. She's probably just running so much to the point where she can't necessarily see, oh, I am kind of slacking. Maybe that's what's going on.
Because they also need their time, too, without the kids.
Right.
And he's not getting that. And that will also cause issues down the road.
100% agree. So everyone voted everyone sucks here, actually, for this one.
What?
So they said he sucks and she sucks. So this is a comment that says, everyone sucks here. You two are talking past each other. You say you wanted to come up with solutions, but you don't suggest any actual solutions. She was dismissive of your concerns and also didn't suggest any solutions. She's making more money. Use that outcome to outsource some of this stuff. As a general matter, I don't think it's fair to expect that over the course of a lifetime, your spouse's career will never require you to pick up the slack at home. These things tend to shift. She handled more stuff while she was working from home. Now it's your turn. If it's unstable for you, then absolutely talk about solutions, but I hate it is not a solution. And OP responded saying, quoted the comment, you say you want to come up with solutions, but you don't actually have any solutions. And OP said, I did offer solutions, but a 3,000 character limit prevents me from including every single aspect of this. Some of my solutions were doing meal prep on weekends so dinner time is easier, or possibly ordering meal kits. Those things were agreed on, but others, like me telling her she needs to find a way to be more present in our daily lives because me and the kids feel like we never see her, were met with more hostility from her.
The only thing I can see, well, she's not a bad person. I'm not saying she's evil or a bad guy. But from her side, I can see you worked at a place for 10 weeks. You can't just, like, leave jobs. That's not a good look, especially if you're, like, trying to go for promotions and show consistency. You can't just leave in 10 weeks. So she might be stressed, like, my husband's coming to me and saying, you got to do something different. I'm like, what am I going to do? You want me to quit? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no real easy answer to, like, how do we not do this?
Like, she kind of has to live with her decision for now.
Yeah. Because 10 weeks is very short. And I'm like, unfortunately, like a year or 2 years is usually what you want to do. So she's like, well, I'm kind of stuck in this. There is no real easy solution out of it. It would have been better if we figured it out before.
But does that, like, account for her dismissiveness on it all?
Yeah, that. Well, I think that's added with all the stress she's under from this new job, is more responsibilities. She's not handling it correctly, but I think that's adding to why she's being dismissive about it.
Mm, yeah, I could see that.
It makes me wonder, like, what the wedding pictures look like this next story. Were they happy then?
Yeah, they were happy.
Am I the asshole for telling my parents and brother that if they wanted his ex removed from my wedding pictures, they have to pay for it?
Hmm.
Pictures are expensive.
Wait, the parents want his ex?
The parents want his brother's ex removed from the wedding pictures, and he's like, you guys got to pay for
it. Why was she in the pictures? She's not a part of the family. I mean, they're only dating.
If it was only ex-husband. Yeah, if it was ex-husband, I could understand. But if it was like an ex-girlfriend, no. You're crazy for letting her be in the picture.
Wait, she wasn't ex when they probably took it.
Yeah, but that's
still
crazy.
I know, but she's not married into the family. Why are you in the picture?
Girlfriend rule? is there a boyfriend girlfriend rule that you can't be in wedding pictures?
Sam, you remember socks? You remember socks, Sam?
Socks?
Yeah. From Vomit Socks?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the story, huh? Listen up. Ready?
Okay. I don't know what's happening.
Am I the asshole for telling my parents and brother that if they wanted his ex removed from my wedding pictures, they have to pay for it? My brother goes through women like I go through socks.
Oh!
So that makes sense. Why was she in the pictures in the first place?
I gave him a plus one for my wedding 2 years ago. He brought his girlfriend at the time. When we were doing the family pictures, he said that he wanted his girlfriend in the pictures. I said we could do some with her and some without. He got mad that I allowed my sister to have her fiance in all the pictures, and my other brother was allowed to have his boyfriend of 5 years, but that I had the audacity to exclude his girlfriend of the week. My parents said they didn't want any fighting and to just include her. They were paying for everything, so I said, fine. She isn't in all of the pictures, just the ones with our family and both families. Now my brother is engaged and we had the family over last weekend. His fiance saw our wedding picture on the wall and got into a fight with my brother. He never told her that he had been in a serious relationship with his nemesis. He tried explaining that they only dated for a very short while and she called BS because she was included in the family picture. She asked to see our wedding album. Sure enough, that girl was in multiple pictures with the family the in-laws.
She's dancing.
I'm next.
Her catching okay.
My brother finally calmed her down, but has asked me to take down the picture or have his ex removed. I said that it was expensive, so he would have to pay for it. He tried complaining to our parents. They said that I was being childish. I reminded them they were the ones who insisted that I give in to him. I said they were welcome to pay for the editing. They said that I was being a jerk and that they already paid for the pictures once. Am I the asshole?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Because the fiance, 5 years, like, girl, you just showed up. You want to be in the pictures? Here. Please.
Also, what type of like girl is this guy dating to have like a nemesis at?
Didn't date that long.
That's why I was confused. He's was dated that a lot her nemesis? It was the fiance's nemesis, or was it his nemesis?
It was the fiance's nemesis. So she was like,
he dated
"What is
her nemesis?
What is my ex best friend doing in this photo?" And he was like, "I didn't even like date her that much. It was like one night."
But I put her in all the photos.
But like, yeah, no, I did propose to her that night. Yeah,
it's him on one knee.
Why she has a bouquet?
Yes.
Yeah, but like nemesis, they're like 20, 26. How old are they?
So there's no ages.
No age? That's still crazy.
Yeah.
To have a nemesis at the ripe old age of being able to be taken
and then you date
in wedding pictures.
Date someone's nemesis. Well, it's like marrying or sleeping with someone's brother.
Like this next story. No. Well, it was funny though because what was I going to say before you transitioned Oracle us? I don't remember.
Oh no.
Nemesis?
Nemesis.
Nemesis.
Nemesai. It's multiple nemesis.
Nemesi, nemesan, and nemesan. Nemesi, nemesan, and nemesan.
Don't work.
You saw that. Hey.
But he should pay for to have his ex removed because you begged for her to be in.
That's what it was.
I was trying to help you because I knew you weren't going to end up with her. And you and forced me to look with. This is why I did it.
And then the parents would be like, well, I already paid for it once. Well, yeah, they shouldn't have to pay for it. Right. But you begged me to put her in there. Yeah. So it's also your fault, too.
That brother must be exhausting because you were saying, like, this girl and she has a nemesis. The brother sounds immature himself. Like, he's like, Mom, tell OP to get Alyssa out of these photos. What is she doing in them? Mom. And Mom's like, OP,
pay out of the photo
to get them removed.
That's so crazy.
And then he's like standing behind Mom. He's like, yeah, OP.
And actually photoshopped my fiance into it.
Photoshop her in it. I love her.
Put her head on her head.
Don't change the body though, because that's the one thing I did.
Because, no.
Because
she had a body.
You guys, if I'm being honest, they're not equals, okay?
And the fiance's just like,
but really, why would you say that about my nemesis?
But her, yeah, her getting upset. Like, what's the big deal? The wedding was like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know why
and
she's getting upset.
And it has nothing to do with you.
Because if it was like, if he was dating her for like, it wasn't like a thing. It was like a 5 year thing where that girl and she was in the wedding. Would she get mad that she was in the wedding? Like, we were in a committed relationship.
Sorry, I have a past.
Or, yeah, I'm like, I knew people before
but
you.
But he also didn't tell her it was her.
That oh so
that
she didn't
provoked
know the ex
the anger.
At all. Okay,
because like it, oh, it's her out of all people.
Because I know everyone my nemesis dated, so that's weird that she didn't know that they did.
It's weird because Melissa okay. didn't know about Alyssa, and Melissa's like, "You didn't tell me you dated Alyssa."
It's like yeah, and he's like, remember because I was like, I dated her, and then I dated her,
and then I dated you, and then I went back to her, and then I went back to you, and now we're
and then while we're together, I'm with her too.
He's like, yeah, Melissa, I dated all your sorority sisters. I told you that.
Bro woke up and said, "You're like,
I dated. I'm dating you. I'm gonna marry you because I freaking love you. I dated Alyssa. I dated Patricia. I dated."
Tisha.
I dated Trish. Of course I dated Trish. Big boobs.
Big boobs.
Knockers.
No, bro woke up and said, number 55 of why my girlfriend's mad at me today. I dated her nemesis. That's my fault. I should have known that I was going to have a past.
It's just like one of those weddings, or it's just this is like one of those reality shows where it's just like, he's like in the back room talking. He's like, I really think I should have stopped at her mom. Like, her dad was really the last straw. Yeah. Should have never kissed her dad that night.
I kissed a dude and I liked it.
It was New Year's Eve. He was standing next, right next
and
to me.
That's where she gets her looks from.
She
looks exactly like
she
her.
She looks exactly
like that's why I fell in love. Yeah.
Your dad kind of
thick.
You ever realize that? Am I tripping? And y'all ever realize that? Dad kind of thick.
Daddy just caked up. You're like, why dad all caked up like that?
Double caked up in the house for no reason.
And I'm just supposed to be sitting there doing nothing.
Thank you, daughter.
I think you can walk around eyes like that.
What is that old song where it's like talking about someone's mom? Melissa's dad has got it going on. He's all I want, and
mom?
I've waited for so long.
Yeah.
Melissa, can't you see? You're just not the girl for me. I've been looking at your dad's legs, and all I want is your dad's legs. And the dad's just like chopping wood in the back. It's just like
sweating,
coming back and everything.
Short shorts, six pack,
fanny pack.
He's got the crack out.
He's got the
bummer's crack out. His back is just sweating.
Oh my god!
The beads are just dripping on his foot.
Chef's kiss.
I don't think you're the asshole for. Telling your parents to pay for it. Because like you said in the beginning, before I got a little crazy with it, you said the wedding pictures are expensive. So yeah, to edit somebody out, what the heck?
Yeah.
And, you know, like you're the oracle or whatever, but you like brought up a good point and you said, you know, you brought up a good point or whatever and you said, I forgot. what it was.
Hair flip.
All right. No, I forgot what it was.
How dare you?
But it was what you said was good. I mean, I heard it.
I just didn't listen.
People in the comments just see this is how I'm treated on this show.
No, I heard. I was going to give you a compliment, but then I forgot. What'd you say?
And then it hurt more because you didn't remember.
What did you say?
No, I said the reason why they broke up was because his ex switched from Diva Cups to menstrual pads like this next story.
All right, you ready for this last story?
I think so. That was so weird.
Why? Because I have hair to flip?
But you did it so bad, like you were bald. That's how you did it. It's like you have no hair.
Hey, can't give away all my secrets. I don't know what that means. Am I the asshole for leaving menstrual pads in a visible place in the bathroom?
Used?
No.
Oh.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, you are. No. I mean,
I had a friend who would just against the wall and they would stick and make little patterns.
So used?
Well, how would they stick?
Because they already have an adhesive on the bottom.
Yeah, they don't have to be used to stick.
I don't think she knew that.
Oh. So, am I the asshole for leaving menstrual pads in a visible place in the bathroom? My husband, 30, his friend, 30, and I are currently on vacation, sharing a rented apartment with just one bathroom. Yesterday, I got my period and bought some pads. I left them on the bathroom counter in a semi-sheer bag where they weren't even visible. However, my husband thought it was inappropriate and could make his friend uncomfortable, knowing that someone in the apartment is bleeding. I argued that menstruation is a natural process and should not be considered gross or dirty. Women shouldn't be shamed or stigmatized because of this, as this has historically caused women to suffer. My husband didn't respond, but I'm still wondering if I was in the wrong for leaving the pads there. Am I the asshole?
No.
Because someone in the apartment is bleeding. What?
He's like, it really makes me uncomfortable that your wife's a woman. And I didn't know how to say that, but I was just confronted with it in the bathroom and it grossed
by
me
looking
out.
At this. She's great and all, yeah. But she bleeds.
Weird.
She bleeds.
What do they say? It's a man's world.
Her body is weird. So maybe fix that, bro.
They're 30?
They're like, 30. Get over it. You're
nuts.
In your 30s. 30
is
like,
nuts.
Come on.
30 is nuts.
She did say that she wanted a man's opinion about this. She wanted feedback from the guys.
They're 30?
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because we have that story with, it was like they were 21. Wasn't it? They were 21 and what happened with her period? Something happened with her period that she was...
She disposed of a used period
pad. Used in the
wrapped
trash.
In a paper,
yeah.
Like a toilet paper, but in the trash. And he was like, gross. Yeah, why is it in my trash can? And she was like, what do you want me to do with it? And he was like, obviously keep it on you until you can throw it away somewhere else. And she's like, what?
Do you want me to... No, I'm not going to go there.
So you know how unsanitary that is to hold on to that? Like, what?
Yeah. Like, you want me to sit in more pools of blood?
Yeah.
All day?
It's over. As soon as you start sitting in pools of blood, we're breaking up. I can't.
Because you're too immature. For
yeah.
So you bleed?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Women don't even poop. That's crazy that you think you could bleed.
You're bleeding all over.
He just sees you have like a cut on your hand. He's like, ew, gross. You got your period.
She's like, so you don't even know anything about it.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
like,
man.
He's like,
get her out.
He's wrapping the pad around her.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. It could just come out of my hand sometimes.
He's like, I've got my period. I'm bleeding.
What do I do? I thought I was a man this whole time.
So top comment, not the asshole. Anyone living with a menstruating woman should accept the fact that yes, in fact, sometimes you will be on your period and have menstrual products within reach. If he has a cold and you made him hide all the tissues in the house, I'm sure it would annoy him too. LOL. And then OP responded, yeah, with that logic, I'd ask him if we should hide the toilet paper too.
Said you shit a lot.
Gross.
Because that's gross.
That is nasty.
And you pee on the lid.
Ooh.
Wow.
So bam.
We don't.
I really don't.
I do. There's this podcast I listen to, and it was a basketball podcast, but they were just talking about random stuff. And his name's Lee. And he's like, at night, because I don't want to turn the light on, I do a Lee pee. I call it the Lee pee. It's where he sits backwards on the toilet and just points in. So everything just goes.
So you know.
Yeah, there's no, it's just going straight in. I'm like, so of course I tried it. It is amazing. There is kind of a disgust factor because your feet are in a place that they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
They're in the back. But if it's clean, it's not bad. But I'm like, that's the only part where I'm like,
let's get a little toilet rug.
Yeah, I think that, but I'm like, the leafy is top tier. You gotta try the leafy.
I got it. Okay.
You gotta try the leafy.
I'm a lucky guy.
Just get in there.
I have used a urinal once, though.
How was that experience?
It's kind of like the leap pee. I sounded it backwards.
So thank you, Alicia, for joining us for the Comfort Level Podcast.
Alicia!
Thank you guys for joining us for the Comfort Level Podcast. We will see you next week. Bye.
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 2 modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.